1, 2, 3, and to the 4. What is up, my friends? Today is Friday, March 1st, and this is Season 3, Episode 38, and Episode 138 in total of Nothing But a Futt Thing, the show brought to you by a few friends in the Futt community just like yourselves. I am your host, Kevin. However, I am not alone today. Joining me are my two co-hosts, John.
Hey, what's good, Kev? Happy to be back this week.
Yeah, I've missed you a lot. And Martin.
Hey, guys. What's up?
And we are not alone because, you know, it is Futt Fantasy Team 2. I know you guys have been waiting eagerly for this team to drop, this exciting promo team to drop, and we couldn't do this alone. So from the first row with Bill and Joe podcast, our great friend, Shogi. How you doing, man? It's really good to see you, dude.
Yo, I'm good. Thanks for having me on, boys. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, truly a pleasure because hey, you know what? It is Fiesta Friday. We have you in, and I love your stream. So plug yourself first. Tell us where we could find you and maybe explain where we could hear from you, you know, your pod with another friend of the show, Joey Donuts.
Yeah, first, my Twitch is my main one. It's twitch.tv/ShogiFC. ShogiFC. And Twitter is probably the best social media, that most active social media that I use. TikTok, I used to post a lot on there, but not as much. But those are both ShogiFC as well. And then, yeah, we just recently started a podcast, Joey Donuts and I, on Spotify. And it's First Row with Bill and Joe.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I've listened actually to a couple episodes, and I know John has actually listened, haven't you?
Oh yeah, yeah. I was telling Shogi in my stream actually, I enjoy listening to them. They're very knowledgeable. I used to follow like sports like religiously back in high school and college, and you know just haven't been able to as life has gotten busier. So I really love and appreciate their knowledge and their podcast, and it helps me keep up with like college basketball. I haven't been able to follow that much lately, but March Madness is coming up. All of us Americans love that. So I'm going to definitely be listening to them, help them fill out my bracket. I get into any work, pools and stuff. Actually, I'm not because that's illegal. So if I allegedly get into any of that, I will be listening to Bill and Joe's advice on the First Row podcast for sure.
Yeah, so this, if you guys are interested in sports beyond just you know playing FIFA, then this is where you should listen to them. Yeah, great stuff, and actually very interesting. I liked your talks about women's college basketball too. Very cool. So a pleasure to have you here, man. Truly an honor, and you know welcome into our poopy facilities, right? So glad to have you, man. Glad to have you here, man. But we did get that whole promo team. Futt Fantasy Team 2 is here. I know. And then also Triple Threat Ginola, the SBC, is here. 16 squads. It looks like quite the grind. 290s, 389s. That's crazy. We got 82 plus upgrades, 83 times 10 upgrades, the 87 plus campaign pick, and the Fantasy Cup bonus objective. It's actually pretty interesting. Oh, and a good new Evo, which maybe you guys are doing. I don't know. We could talk about that later. But the Fantasy Cup, have you guys been participating in this? I bring this up first because I know everyone was so happy with this one. They said this was a dub from EA. So let me throw this over to you, Martin, first. Did you get involved in any of the Cup this week?
I have been playing the Cup, but I still have some games left that I need to win in order to complete the objective. So I'll probably play the Cup a bit more next week because next weekend I'm going to be away for a wedding, so I won't be able to play weekend league, so I'll probably just focus on the Cup. And yeah, I think I started playing last Friday when it came out, and it was fucking sweaty, man. It was a nightmare. And I stopped playing until Tuesday, where I picked it up again and it was a bit better. So yeah, but my team, what I noticed is that my club is pretty dry from cards that fit into the required ratings. You know, I have a good team, I have a good bench, but after that it's dry. So, but I've been using some new cards, which is fun. And yeah, how about you, John? Have you played the Cup?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I got all my stuff done and it was really fun. I know a lot of people complain. If you know Inception, he's a big content creator. He's constantly complaining about the lack of game modes in this game. And this was an amazing one. Yeah. We just came off a promo in Foot Future Stars, which had a lot of cards that fit within this threshold, that being 87 rated or lower. Some of my Swedish Evos were like 88, so that kind of sucked. I couldn't use them because I have some really good Swedish Evos, as you guys probably know. But yeah, I got to use some new cards that I hadn't ever used, like some of these Foot Future Stars cards. I got to use some old cards like my Centurion's Gravenberch, who's 87. He's still pretty good. And then my favorite part, I think, was getting that Fernando Torres as part of the objectives, because you know, he's one of my goats. He's got the finesse plus trait. He's still pretty serviceable. Like you, if you had to use him in a competitive game mode, I think he would still do really well for you. So that was really fun using him, and hopefully he fits into one of these icon evos in the near future. I think that would be super cool. And his face stats don't necessarily look too crazy, so I would imagine he could possibly fit into an icon evo in the future. So yeah, that was a lot of fun. And then also these fantasy cards that came out. Politano, I packed him and I got to use him. A lot of them fit within that threshold too. And then I fell in love with the, I forget his first name. It might be Amir Richardson, the Moroccan CDM for Stade de Rennes, maybe. No, not them. It's one of the French clubs. I don't know. But he was really good. And playing with him in the cup persuaded me to use that a future star upgrade Evo on him, and he's been phenomenal. I'm in love with that card. So yeah, it was super fun. It was refreshing. I didn't play weekend league last weekend, so got into this and had a lot of fun with it too. And a lot of people were playing golden goals, some people didn't, but I don't think it really mattered anyways because the games were shortened. So yeah, it was really fun, really different, and really refreshing. And I hope we see kind of more things like this. I know people ask for weekend leagues to have these sort of requirements or whatever for objectives, but I thought this was a perfect environment to do that in, and I thought the rewards were worth it too. Definitely worth the time you put in, which wasn't a ton, honestly. So yeah. Awesome, amazing. Yeah, very good. What about you, Shogi? Did you get into the cup at all?
Yeah, definitely the biggest dub from EA was not putting a limit on matches. That was the best part of it. So people are playing Golden Goal. Well, most people. And I actually finished my games last night, got my 20 wins, and I think the 40 goals was kind of harder to get than the wins, just because of Golden Goal. But yeah, I'm excited to use those 86s and 87 rated cards I used for SBCs now. So that's what I was kind of waiting on, finishing the cup. Now I can go and finish off Timo Werner. And also, Kevin, forgot to mention my two Barca boys that came out this morning, SBC-wise. Ooh. Robert Lewandowski and my goat, Luke de Jong.
Ooh.
From my past and present team. But yeah, last year Luke de Jong had a Rule Breakers card that I used like all until his tots came out.
Oh yeah, it was an objective, huh?
Yeah, it was an objective like early on. I love Luke. Like I didn't like Luke for most of the time he was at Barca, but then the second half of that season he was okay. But I'm really excited to use this card now. So we'll see what happens.
Proper cult hero, right? So Shogi, I know you've been like kind of like away from the game, like, you know, you're starting to get back into the grind and everything. So I don't know, what has kind of like pulled you back in, I guess? What got you back onto the game?
Yeah, I mean, so I had some stuff going on, like personal / family stuff. So that's what happened. And then team of the year, sorry, got me kind of back into it, trying to see some blue. And of course, I didn't pack any for the second year in a row. But, you know, that kind of got me back in. I like the rewards as well, that they've added a lot more packs, because I'd go full RTG. So, you know, I don't put any FIFA points on the game. Oh, sorry, whatever they're called now. but I don't put anything on the game, so I always like free packs. And you know, so that kind of got me back as well. And I feel like it's just, I feel like the game is better. I don't know why. I'm probably in the minority here, but I think the game is better after Team of the Year. Especially like, I feel like streaming wise, the community, I feel like, is better in the streams after Team of the Year. And you're able to grow more as a streamer, like between like February and September.
I mean, as someone that streamed during those times, I know what you mean, though. It's you know, you get the true degens are there, right? It's just the true degens that show up. So that's very cool, man. Yeah, and I'm glad to see you back streaming and everything. So I really enjoy being in your streams. But yeah, I mean, well, maybe that's why, you know, Shogi, you said you don't put FIFA points in. Maybe that's why you didn't get a blue, man. That's probably why.
Yep.
Yeah. Apparently that's the only way to have a sniff at them, right? Apparently. But yeah, speaking of good packs, I did get them myself. I did all of the cup stuff, so I finished the cup as well. I got my 85x10, my 84x20. Honestly, they're really brutal, but that's not what you play for. You play for the fodder. Now I'm ready to go for the Rolfo SBC, which is leaked to come. And before we go there, I would just like to mention that the cup, it was a huge dub. The fact that there was no game limit, there was no like limit like per day how many games you could play. It felt like a completely different mode. It didn't just feel like, well, here is the Rule Breakers Cup, here is the Team of the Group Stage Cup. It's like the same thing each time, right? Copy and paste. This felt like a new mode, and that is really cool. And I don't know when the last time we've ever had a new mode is. I think Casual Foot Podcast mentioned this too. When have we last had a new mode in the game? It's kind of been like a long time, right? So this was nice. It was refreshing and just, I don't know, sometimes I think we need this in the FIFA cycle, just something to just different. Like, we need something different. Every week is kind of the same, so that was nice. I had fun doing it. I did some of it on co-op. I played with DS Visions late at night, which was kind of cool and fun. The problem with playing late at night is there is no golden goal, so I've hit 40 goals way before my 20 wins, so, which, not necessarily a problem, I guess. Do whatever, you know, do what you want. It isn't a golden goal mode necessarily, so do what you want, but yeah, so that's how my whole experience went. It was fun. I liked the cup, and it is sweaty at times. I agree with you guys. It can be very sweaty, but yeah. Martin, you want to say something?
Yeah. Speaking of Golden Goal and the cup and whatever, I've seen both sides of the argument. One being, okay, let's get it over with quickly and play Golden Goal, but other people say, yeah, but what's the point of playing with these different teams, different cards, if I'm not going to be able to enjoy them? So what about you guys? What do you think? What have you been playing? Have you been doing Golden Goal or just playing it out?
I mean, so, okay, this is my... Listen, like, if you want to do Golden Goal, that's good for you. Do your thing. Normally, I'm a guy that kind of likes Golden Goal. I like, you know, when the community gets together to do these things. But this game mode, I actually think is fun. I like using the lower-rated players. I kind of just want to play. The games are short already anyways. Like, they're the condensed version of the game. Like, the halves are slightly shorter. So, I think. Or at least it feels short. I don't know. Either way, having fun.
Yeah,
I'm having fun is the point, right? So, like, there's no point. And also, you got to get to 40 goals, so I'm personally not doing Golden Goal, but also this is all I would say: do whatever you want, right? Go out and have fun. The game is meant to be played, so you can't be mad at someone for not doing Golden Goal. And I say this as someone that generally is on the Golden Goaler side. I'm usually one of those, so you just got to let people do what they want. They bought the game, right? So that's kind of my stance on that.
Yeah, I did both. If I could tell my opponent was really, really good, or, you know, maybe on my skill level or a little bit better, I did Golden Goal. But if I could tell I could beat the opponent, I just played the full game. But yeah, you know, I can see both sides of it, but especially this year with the shortened halves, and it's not really like a long grind like Icon Swaps was, where you did Golden Goal, not necessarily in the Golden Goal game mode, like World Cup Swaps was. You were forced to play Golden Goal in that. But yeah, I kind of did both and played it by ear. I got called a rat because I didn't play Golden Goal a couple times, but no, I don't care. You know, and if you do want to just only play Golden Goal, I don't blame you either. If you go ahead 1-0 And then I equalize. I mean, I didn't really get upset at anybody quitting at 1-1. I was like, all right, you just want to play golden goal. It's fine. But yeah, I'm like you, Kev. I really enjoyed playing with these different cards, and you got to feel playing with a lot of them. So you could potentially say, hey, I really enjoyed this. I don't even know a card off the top of my head, but there was the 87 rated French right back that could play center back from Future Stars, Diakate.
Oh, yeah. He was good.
He was really good. Yeah. So if he somehow fits into another Evo, I'm going to keep hold of that card. I know I liked him in that game mode. So if he got an upgrade, he's definitely going to go into the main team. So yeah, it was fun trying out new cards. I like how there wasn't a loan limit either. So if you're like a psycho like Kev and keep all these cards in your club, and it looks all cluttered, you know, that's good for you too, because you got to try out a bunch of those and try out a bunch of loans too. So yeah, I did both and didn't really get upset if people got mad at me or whatever. So yeah, I played both.
So, how about you, Shogi? What about you?
Yeah, so I was going to say one of the benefits of not really being on the game for a bit, or not really, you know, playing Rivals, is being relegated. So I'm in Div 6 nice. Right now.
Nice.
And so the cup was really easy for me. But what I did is I would usually score first, and then I would pause and then let them decide. And, you know, I know I don't like it when people pause for me to leave. So I know it's a little toxic to do that, but I was just like, I'm going to pause. If they leave, great. And almost 90% of the time they left. The other times I was like, I can play it out and I can win it. So we can just keep going. And then when I, you know, gave up a goal first, when I conceded first, I would quit. But I didn't get a single message the entire time, even pausing for my opponent. Didn't get a single message.
So, yeah, at that point, if somebody paused on me or celebrated and then paused, at that point I was like, I'm staying.
I try not to do that, because sometimes I get like, it gets me like tilted and mad, and then I try and like fight back the game, and then sometimes I can't come back, and then I'm just like, you know, like Charlie Brown in the rain.
Even more upset. Yeah, it happened to me a lot.
I feel like some people try and bait you too. Like some people try and bait you, like they want you to pause for them. So they'll like, when you score a goal on them, they'll let it go to kickoff. They'll let it sit on the kickoff screen for a while and like try and get you to pause for them. And then like right as their person's about to kick off, they'll pause and quit. So it's like, come on now. If you're going to quit, just get out of there.
Yeah. You're going to say, Shogi?
No, I was just going to say that. Yeah. As far as, I'm the same way, where if someone usually pauses for me, I'm like, I want to stay in. But with this, I was like, I'm better than them, so I won't concede before I put a second one in. Div 6, baby. Yeah.
You know, I someone that, I, you know, I've really struggled. I'm in Division 6 also. Not going to lie, it was very sweaty. But, okay. Yeah, it was hard. It was hard, man.
No, I was playing against you.
Yeah, no, the thing is, these late night rats, you don't understand, man. Once it's like 11 p.m., I don't know what happens. They like come out of the sewers or something. They escape and it gets really sweaty. So that's one thing I would say. But yeah, it was... either way, I really enjoy the cup experience. And Martin, let me ask you what you did. What was your whole approach there in the cup?
The cup. So basically, I think there's two types of people that play the cup. One are the ones that set up a really meta, low rated team. You know, the ones that did the Adama SBC and saved that card and now use him in the fucking cup.
Old Dembele.
And the others are the ones that, you know, set up the fun teams, you know, the different teams. And yeah, if the Adama team scored on me quickly, then I normally quit, because I didn't want to, you know, have to deal with that for the entire game. But yeah, just by feel, I think I played out some games. I quit out of some games as well. I don't know, man. I don't have a fixed stand on goal and goal or not. I also think people can do whatever they want. You know, if someone doesn't quit when I score first, then yeah, I just have to make sure I beat them. So
yeah. Well, I think EA also did. They were smart with this by adding the score 40 and then the exactly. win 20 as well. Yeah, because for someone like me, that if it was just win 20, I would have been doing golden goal probably, right? But I saw the score 40 and I was like, I don't want to win 40 games, so let's just play them out. I guess it actually probably ends up being the same amount of time anyways, but I just didn't, you know, for whatever reason in my head, this is how I was going to do it, right? So EA were smart with that. But speaking of the cup also, I tried out some. I want to shout out a player, and maybe you guys might want to shout out someone. I bought this card just to try her because I had looked at her and I saw she was so cheap. Kunda Nanji, Future Stars. Yeah. She's the one that plays for a Madrid women's team, not Real Madrid, but there's a Madrid team that's a women's team. And oh my God, she's 14K. She's so good. She is so good for 14K. Like, if you guys still have the cup to play, I mean, I would suggest she's worth buying and just like trying out her. Her stats are all like really good. I mean, the only things really are like 83 reactions, 84 composure, which is sort of mid. But just let her cook. Just put her out there. Let her do her thing. She's amazing. She was so good and so jammy. And in this mode, she's the best. I can't imagine there's a better card. I felt that like, you know, impressed by her. So, is there anyone that you guys want to shout out? Let me ask you first. Shogi, did you try any players in this game mode?
Yeah, Adama Traore.
Oh no, you're
one. It is.
Yeah, no, I had him because of the Barca PMP, the past and present, as well as I have informed Dembele, 87 rated. Ooh. So I have those guys. I did a 4-2-2, so I had them on the wings as the cams. And then I bought Smolarek.
Oh, nice.
86. So that was basically my team there.
Damn.
Ooh, okay, so we're gonna mention the leak of the Smolarek SBC. We need your opinion later, but what about you, John?
Yeah, I think a lot of the Future Stars cards I use, yeah, that Diakite was really good, and then yeah, Amir Richardson, the 87 card. Probably wouldn't use the 87 rated card in a competitive game mode, but yeah, the 89 rated. Now that I did the Evo on him, which expired way too fast. I mean, that was kind of fucked. I felt like they should have extended that because since they extended the other ones. But yeah, Amir Richardson, man, he's a baller, especially with that. He's got the long ball plus and the pinged pass plus now.
Nice. I actually packed Andre last week. Well, this week earlier. The CDM, the fantasy card, and he's really good at CDM. I would have been excited, but then I packed him like five more times. So, but yeah, he's really good. I think that with a couple of upgrades, he could be a really nice CDM to have in the team. Intercept Plus is a playstyle that I've come to like a lot lately. So. Him and yeah, my center backs both, Kivior and the Pacho, the Future Stars versions. They're both really, really good.
Yeah.
Nice. That Pacho, yeah, if you use his leveled up card, I can imagine he has some special sauce in game, right? And actually that SBC you mentioned, John, I can't believe that they made it expire because I was actually gonna tweet about that SBC, the evolution, I mean, yeah. I was going to tweet out about this evolution because I had this whole, like, I put on my tinfoil hat and, like, started, like, theorizing and stuff. And I was thinking, the two best options for that one, I just thought this was interesting, the two best for that Evo, which is a paid Evo, were both cards that you could get by grinding out the game. So, which was, in my opinion anyways, Udogi and then also, or at least the two most popular was Udogi and then also someone else. And Musa. These were like the two best options I thought. Udogi and Musa. Both you could acquire just by grinding the game. One is an SBC, one is an objective. So I was going to say, oh, EA did all of this so that way we grind their game out and then we get a card from them for free. Not for free, for grinding their game. And then we spend money or coins to get them evolved. So I was going to say, oh, EA are doing some sinister things. But they made it expire already. That was really weird, I thought, right? Yeah. It's already gone. So Kind of strange, yeah. And I only just now got Musa, so yeah, very, very interesting choice from them. And then they did extend the other ones. The Academy Evos have all been extended, so that's an interesting choice, I think. I like that they extend that for sure, so yeah, maybe some of these last longer in the future. I don't know what, like, database requirements there are to, like, keep these all up forever, but the longer they're available, the cooler that would be, I think, going forward for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of an Evo that is not expired and just came out today, we got, let me see what it's called again. I don't think it really matters, but we got the Generous Goal Score Evo for a striker that you can do today. And Kevin, you mentioned Kunanagi. Sorry if I butchered that name. Don't know her nationality. It's a weird flag. Don't really care to look it up, but she has an 85 rated inform that can go into this Evo, and she looks really good. Her inform is, of course, extinct on the market now because lots of people have tweeted out about her. But yeah, that one looks really good too. So yeah, we're getting new Evos. I was on my phone app last night and was making sure no Evos were expiring that I needed to at least start somebody on, and realized there was only, like, aside from the Academy objectives, there was like three out there. So hopefully we start getting more and more every day and fill up that Evo tab some more. But yeah, this one is looking good. There's a lot of good options. Winter Wildcard Raspadori looks really good. I've seen him pretty popular. There was an Inform Canadian that's in packs right now for our friend 20. Her last name is Leon. She's a Canadian that plays for the Aston Villa women's team. That looks really good. And then if you did the SBC and still have him, I believe his first name is Musa, but Musa Dembele, the striker who used to play for Lyon. He plays for the Saudi league team that I think Stevie G coaches. But yeah, he looks really good in the Evo too. And then of course, if you've already done some striker Evos, you can finally fit that Centurion's ESOC that you all did. You can finally fit him into this Evo. So I know everyone out there is really excited. So yeah, what do you guys think about the new Evos? Have you done any Evos this week? And are you excited about any potentially that are doable by this new Evo? So what about you, Shogi? Are you a big Evo guy? And have you done any of them this week? Did you do any of the Future Stars ones? Or are you going to do the Striker one?
You know, I haven't, Evo-wise, I haven't been as on top of it, especially like the part of not paying, because it's a lot easier to put the points on, I think, compared to the amount of coins you have to pay. So I haven't been big into them. All the free ones I was doing at the start, like I did Ansu Fati, that one actually might have been coins. I think it was like 50K or something. I got him to like an 85 rated, which was awesome. I just finished Evo last night, was my bronze one, the bronze one from the start of the game. I have a Barca guy named Casado, and he's 91 rated now, CDM. So that one is like the Evo I've been grinding. And then, because I did like the, what was that radioactive one, right? That's what it was.
Yeah, I did one
back a few months ago.
Yeah, I did one of my Swedish Evos. Yeah, you could get somebody from like a 75 rated to like a 87 or 88 or 89 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And so now I got him on this, the most recent like midfield one, got him to a 91. And then the Future Stars, I did Brian because I wanted to link with Davies. So the attacker Brian. I did another, who was the other? I didn't do Athena. Who was the other? Attacker, I did. I think it was a popular one. Which one?
Okafor from Milan?
No, there was someone else. Roby? I feel like... No. Okay, maybe they weren't popular.
Lohmann, the Lohmann woman from Bayern was a good option.
Oh, man, I can't remember who it was.
Jesus Ferreira was popular. Yeah, I don't know.
I can't remember who it was now, but I did one of those. Oh, Jesus Ferreira, that's who it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like 97 pace. With that upgrade, and so I have that card as a super sub now, and then I'm trying to, now that they've extended it, it's just the fact of all those games, and none of the midfielders look good to me, and the defenders, like if I was still focusing on Barca past and present, I would do the Eric Garcia, but I mean, realistically, he's not going in front of Cannavaro or Rijkaard for me, or even Blanc. Even Vince Blanc. So I'm not super I'm not like doing those because you can't double them up. I wish you could, you know, with the future stars at least do a couple at the same time, just with how many matches they are, but that's all right.
Yeah, those are a serious grind, a very serious grind for sure. I wish we could do two at once. I mean, I'm surprised EA haven't given us, like, pay $5 and you get 10 games where you can use two at once or something.
Yeah.
Well, what about you, Martin? Are you grinding on Evos? Have you done any this week?
Yeah, I've actually been doing a lot of the Academy Evos. I did Athena. She's really, really good. I did Gertruida. He's really good, and he's still in my main team. He's awesome. And this week I did the Onahi, the Moroccan from Marseille. High work rates, 5-star weak foot. Good all-around stats for a CM. And he's really good. He's not amazing, and I don't feel like he's worth the grind, but I have a soft spot for high work rates, 5-star weak foot, so I decided to do it. And I just started doing the Kosono Evo, the center back for Leverkusen, because he just looks like a beast, and he looks incredible. So yeah. Really big week as far as Evos is concerned. And I think doing these is really easy. You can just do them in squad battles. And it sucks, but you can do most of them in squad battles and then get some extra rewards in the Sunday. And when you're doing something around the house, you can just score a couple of goals and then leave the controller, which is nice. So. Yeah, that's been my MO this week.
Yeah, I've been doing some too, man. I've been on the Evo grind. I did the hero one. I did Nakata into the hero one. And then also I did two other Evos actually in this past week. I don't know what they were. There was like maybe it's called like Pick It Up or like, I don't know, something like that. It helped. I think it's the one that gave you a lot of pace. Anyways, I did that and I combined one that also had the Rapid and First Touch, which is the paid one. I combined those two together and I did it on Reo Hatate. Then I did Nakata. And currently, you guys can't see, well, you can see my controller right here, but I'm currently kind of AFKing squad battles to get Oeda, the Feyenoord, he has an informed card, the Feyenoord striker Evo'd. So he will have ping pass plus, so that's really cool for me. I mean, Evo's kind of, for me, have really fallen behind the curve, I think. I think that they're still fun, like if you're just trying players, you want links, you just want to have a good time, they're still a lot of fun. I love them, and actually the Evo's are right that we have now are cool for that, because they're still that we've evoed in the past. They're starting not have playstyle plus restrictions on them, and that's great, but we need them to be boosted a little more. I think they're okay, but do they get into my main team? Well, none of these are going to get into your main team, and they're not going to get even close, I don't think, right? So that's kind of a problem, and hopefully that changes in the future. I know that we say often here, oh, don't worry about if they don't get into your main team. Maybe they're worth trying for right now, especially at this time of the year where you can't really improve your team for a couple months, most likely, at least not if you are a heavy grinder. It's very unlikely you can, you know, improve your team of the year. You got all the best players already, right? So hopefully they give them just a little better so you guys have an incentive to chop and change your team, right? Switch it around a little bit, right? Like, doesn't need to be as good. But, like, for example, I have Sawa would be, like, probably my best central midfielder, but a couple weeks ago, I packed Stevie G Future Stars, who isn't so far off that I'd be willing to put him in, or, you know, that you wouldn't be tempted to put him in, even if you're trying to have, like, a super amazing team, right? So, hopefully more of that from EA, but, John, do any of these interest you?
Yeah, I've only got eyes on one, and that's Mr. Alexander Isak. I did a Centurions Evo, which was during the Centurions promo, which was, I feel like, the second or third promo of the year. So really excited to finally get that guy up to pace, up to speed. He looks pretty good. He looks really usable. He'll probably go into the Sweden team now because I just had his Centurions card, which was 84, and then I bought the Winter Wild Cards card, which was only an 85. So really, really excited about that. So, and then, yeah, the ping pass plus on a striker, it could be useful in some cases, right? Maybe if you play your guy as more of a hold-up person and you want to ping passes into the box or something, I don't know. Or even ping pass an extra pass across the box. Maybe that's useful at times. But, yeah, wish we had a little bit better play style there. But, you know, in the words of Krazy, I'm not going to complain. So that's your one horrible impression for the week. So, but yeah, guys, you want to get into the content? Speaking of cards that may or may not push the power curve, you guys want to get into it?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, as Shogi did mention, we did get the player of the month, Robert Lewandowski, low in Disney SBC today. I feel like it's pretty good value. It was an 87 and 85 rated squad for 145K. He's got a 91 rated inform and a 94 rated, I believe that's a road to the knockout. Maybe it's a road to the final card. I'm not really too sure on that. But yeah, still has the power header plus. He's got some amazing regular play styles, finesse. He's also got I've got it pulled up right here, chip shot, which I always appreciate the chip shot trait, especially this year, because I feel like if you don't have it, the chip shot is just not going in, man. He's got incisive pass, first touch, and Travella. So I think the first touch play style is amazing for strikers specifically. I know Harry Kane has it, and he's kind of a bigger guy, but he's got that first touch play style. He doesn't feel as clunky whenever he gets the ball into his feet. So really interested in that one. Kind of a different card, not really high tier, meta desirable, whatever you want to call it, but thought that was a really cool SBC. And then the Ginola SBC came out today. It's currently at 2.75 million, and he's rising on the market already. He's pretty much almost back up to where he was before he was leaked, which was around 3.2 million. So value wise, is it horrible value? On paper, no, but 16 squads. I think there's I forgot what we said. Was it a 90 rated squad and 389s? Is that right?
I think 290s and 389s, I think.
Oh God. Yeah. So, so that's pretty daunting from a completion standpoint. And they're all like regular squads, right? It's not like an icon where one of the squads is alone and two of the squads are bronze and silver's team. No, it's 16 regular squads, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's how it usually is on heroes. And then, yeah, team two, looking good. We've got some good heroes. Lucio has the anticipate and block plus play styles. I mean, arguably the best center back in the game. Going to rival Gold VVD for sure. Yaya Toure, medium high now. I think his base cards are medium. He looks amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wesley Sneijder, 5-5. That looks like a sexy card. I could potentially upgrade. It looks like is he La Liga? He's La Liga. So that looks interesting. Bomb Pastor gets another promo card, Whip Pass Plus and Relentless Plus. She's amazing. Ramirez gets himself another promo card. He's got Intercept Plus and Ping Pass Plus. That looks amazing. And then headlining if you want to call them regular players, the non-hero foot fantasy players, Ousmane Dembele, formerly of Barcelona, of course, Shogi, now at PSG. He gets himself a fantasy card. Declan Rice's card looks amazing. Anticipate plus and intercept plus. Luis El Diablo Diaz, 90 rated card. Technical plus, quick step plus. Federico Chiesa, 5-star skills now. That looks sexy, but I heard he might be injured, so be careful with that one. And then the objective player, Adley, looks really good. And Leverkusen, of course, in line to get a lot of upgrades, but he's got 77 composure. So I think we might stay away from that one, yeah. Martin, how are you feeling about this team, man? Are you looking to maybe pick up anybody? Which one of these cards interests you the most? What are you thinking about the team in general?
I like the team. Well, in general, I like it. I mean, Declan Rice is probably going to be one of the best CDMs in the game. I'd love to pack that card. I'm running kind of a first owner squad, so I'm not usually that interested in picking up players from the market. I kind of just chase them around with upgrades, but yeah, some really interesting options. You mentioned he has a nice combo of Playstyle Plus, which is the technical and quick step that allows you to transition from R1 dribbling into a sprint, I think, much smoother. And yeah, Liverpool guy, I think he'll get at least 3 upgrades, if not 4. So, yeah, those cards and Stanway looks really good, and her price is really affordable. If you want to pick her up, I mean, she looks really good as well. And you already mentioned the heroes. I think it's interesting that they changed the work rates on Yaya. So there are so many midfielders, but I think he's probably going to be top 5 CDMs in the game. And Ramirez as well. So yeah, my pack luck wasn't that good last week. I did pack some promo cards, but only the not so good ones. So I hope this week is a bit different and I manage to pack someone a bit better, a bit more usable, I think. How about you, Kevin?
For me, I don't know. A lot of these are actually really interesting, especially the heroes, right? They look really good. I mean, you know, you get Ramirez, you get Lucio, you're good, right? Actually, Ramirez looks like, I saw this on Twitter. I don't remember who wrote it. They said basically Ramirez, the UCL one, is like everything you had hoped for from a flashback Conte. And that just made me really excited and want to like use this guy. So I would love to use this card. He looks amazing. Actually, this team looks great. Like, the Chiesa looks so cool. I love Chiesa. Like, in-game, he always feels amazing. And actually, one that I thought was really interesting, the Mia Demma. Now, this card had 5-star weak foot, the Arsenal women's player. She would be amazing. She'd be so good. She's so, so close. I mean, if you look at her, her play styles are really good, too. Her regular ones. She has the finesse. She has tiki-taka, press-proven, technical, which are all great. So, I mean, this card actually looks amazing. And her composure and reactions, which are the things that often turn mid cards into mid cards. Like when you see a card, he goes mid. This is usually why hers are good. 92 reactions, 95 composure on this card. So Mia Demma actually looks awesome. I wish she had the 5-star weak foot. I feel like she'd be like really insane. Like maybe like an Alex Morgan type player. So that would have been really cool. Still 4-star, still pretty neat. So hopefully maybe we could get that card. She's not too expensive. So it's another team. It's I don't know how hyped I am for it. It just feels like kind of like another week again. So maybe things change a little bit soon. But I think it's going to be like this actually for a while until we get to TOTS. Or at least maybe until Foot Birthday when things get really exciting again, right? Which maybe is coming soon-ish. But I'm not too sure. But Shogi, how you feeling, man? I know that you're probably interested in that Lewandowski card, right? I mean, you hinted at it before. And to be honest, I actually kind of am. That he does look pretty good. So what are you saying, man?
Yeah, Lewandowski, obviously, with for me, with Barcelona, but also I already have Pina. I'm using Miss Pina.
She's so good.
And I think I have Ter Stegen in gold still, so I still have a gold card in my team. But so, yeah, link-wise, he'd be great, as well as I was looking at, obviously, any of the heroes. Mascherano is probably the consensus, like, worst hero out of them. But I would still, if I were to pack him, I'd use him, especially with the Barca ties. I think he's linked to Barca in this. So, and then as far as the rest of the team, it's, I think anyone that is 89 or higher, like any of those cards, I would definitely, if I pack them, I'm trying them out. And then, the 88, right, the right wing back, Jan Couto, the Brazilian, I think he could go in my squad as well. I'd want to try him out, as well as Matson, the 87 from Dortmund, the left back. Because he has the Dutch links, I have a lot of Dutch in my squad, so I could use him as well. But yeah, overall, I think the team, there's only a few that don't, you know, look good to me, and I think those are the ones that we're going to pack, of course, because that's how it always works. But overall, I think it's a really good squad.
So. Did you guys see that Gacy card, the female Brazilian from Man United? She has 5-star weak foot, and she has 99 agility, 99 balance.
Her gold card people like too, I think.
Yeah, I think. Oh my god, 96 strength. What the fuck is that card? Loria, 85. Well, that card is gonna be nice in game, I think.
Too bad she plays for Man U.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good shout. Actually, she looks nice.
Yeah, I think a lot of people liked her inform card too, not too long ago.
Holy fuck, she's 1.3 million. My god.
Yeah.
5-star weak foot. Yeah, wow. She looks good. But yeah, I feel like this team it feels a little bit better than last week. I think excuse me. I think if you were to pack one of the bigger cards this week, you'd be happier packing one of them this week than you were last week. I mean, Ousmane Dembele, Luis Diaz, Manchester United woman, like we just said, Chiesa, Kevin, I'm a Chiesa lover as well. Ramirez, Lucio. I mean, Lucio's an in-game center back. He's got my favorite center back play styles. That block play style plus is amazing too. And Thomas Brolin, a Swedish lad, trickster plus, when he's 4-4, I'm not too excited about. He does have rapid, but I think if you did the Evo like myself of him in the last couple of weeks, he's 90 rated and has first touch plus. This one's 4-4, but yeah, personally that one's a little disappointing. But yeah, Shogi, I'm interested in that Matson too. I think I'm going to try and make a Dortmund past and present or something here soon. So that guy really interests me. And I really like the Jockey plus on the fullbacks too. I think Onya Batchier, her team of the year card, has it, and it's amazing to work with in the sides when you're trying to snuff out those through ball merchants, those R trigger merchants, as people like to call them. So yeah, I feel like this team, and we've got some good SBCs to come too. I don't know if you guys are interested in that. Kevin, you mentioned her, the best left back in the game, Fridolina Rolfo, is going to get an SBC. So I know it's a no brainer for Shogi with his Barcelona team. Smolarek, part of the Mushroom Tribe, Mushroom Hair Tribe. He gets himself SBC too. Yeah, hopefully he gets either a skill move or a weak foot upgrade, or maybe both, to go from 3-3 to 4-4 would be amazing. And then Ricardo Carvalho, the Chelsea legend. And did he play for Porto? Am I right in saying that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So. He has the shirt too. Yeah, and Real Madrid.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, I don't even know. I'm sure it's leaked what league he's going to be associated with. But I loved his World Cup card last year, too. So I think three SBCs that I'm, like, going to highly consider. Shogi, we know you're probably going to do Rolfo with your Barcelona stuff going on. But, you know, you interested in any of the SBCs that have been leaked to come out? Smolarek or Carvalho?
Yeah, I think the Smolarek. So I kind of am thinking of doing, like, a Polish team as well. You know, inspiration from your Streamers World Cup that you guys are doing. I'm like, I like a Poland squad. So that's kind of what I bought Smolarek actually for the cup, and, you know, also to have for Poland. But now with that SBC coming out, I'd be definitely interested in that one. And other than that, obviously Rolfo, yeah. And if she's able, like, her gold card has left wing on it, so she's easy to place anywhere in the squad. So
yeah, where would you play her in game, in the midfield or left back?
Yeah, I'll have to see what, as far as physical wise, because I know that her gold card was kind of weak. That's how it felt playing with her, because I had her for a while. So I might end up playing her as a, like, for me, I would play her as a cam in a 4-2-2. It was the left cam. Ooh, I like to cross. Nice. So
a 5-star week.
That's probably where. Yeah.
Nice.
What about you, Kev?
Yeah, I'm really interested in Smolarik. I like this guy a lot. I think I mentioned it like a lot. I probably didn't shut up about this guy last year. I really like this card. He has something about him, man. He's just, his left stick is different. This guy is so good, and I love that card. And I used his base, the base Smolarik, pretty late, around this time of the year last year, because I remember I was doing the CDK to Glory, and I had Smolarik, the base Smolarik, and he was just cooking. That guy was so good still. And if you guys ever got your hands on the World Cup Smolarik, you know. So hopefully he gets either... He's 3-star, 3-star in his base card. I'll be really happy if they either give him... I would actually, rather than 4-star, 4-star, I'd rather have 5-star, 3-star, or 3-star, 5-star. I just feel like it's more, like, fun, I guess, if that makes sense. Like, you know, either have the skills or the weak foot, one or the other, right? So hopefully, either way, an upgrade is needed, and hopefully it does come. And, yeah, like you mentioned, John, a member of the Mushroom Hair Gang, along with... Mateus, along with Kaká, these guys, when in-game, when they got the mushroom on their head, George Best, they just seem to move different. So Kenny Dalglish a little bit has that. So we love the Mitoma. Oh yeah, this guy got a straight bowl on his head though. I don't know. But these guys all awesome. Something about the hair in game does something to players. We all know the hair trait does something. So Smolarik, I will be there.
If you can find a third grade picture of me, I did have the bowl cut. So I was definitely part of the mushroom gang at one point in time in my life, but definitely do not have the flow for that now these days. Martin, what about you, brother? You interested in any of these SBCs coming out?
Yeah, definitely. I think Carvalho could be really interesting. I have a lot of options at center back, but when he was at Porto, he was a player that I looked at a lot. So Carvalho and Smolarik, I think he's the type of striker that I like from the body type standpoint, you know, low center of gravity, easy to maneuver. So I think Smolarik, you guys already said it. If he gets a weak foot or skill moves upgrade, then I think he could be a good option. And let's hope that EA carry on with what they did last week by releasing these better priced SBCs. I mean, the Julie card, he's not like game breaking or squad changing card, but his price is so reasonable that you just have to pick him up and have him in your team, at least on your bench. So let's hope that EA carry on with that after releasing that monster of SBC today. So we'll see. But yeah, definitely interesting what people have leaked so far.
Yeah, I love that Julie shout, Martin. He's really good. And if you're a person who, you know, doesn't do all these huge SBCs, if you're a little bit more casual, I mean, I feel like that's a must-do SBC if you kind of fall into that boat, or if you just want to have fun. I was using him out wide in Kevin's 4-3-3. I was using a 4-2-3-1 this week and playing him at Ram. As long as he's not really the guy you call upon to, you know, the heavy lifting of scoring goals or creating for your goal scorers, I feel like he's really good. He's super fast, super responsive. He got a good shot at upgrades too. Monaco, I believe they won their last game, so they have PSG this week. Probably not going to beat them, but you never know. PSG's form is pretty erratic, and they have two winnable games after that. And then, I mean, the goal scoring... I know I wasn't on the episode last week, but the goal scoring objective is going to be really hard for a lot of these teams. 11 goals in your next four games, that's pretty insane. Three goals in a match, basically every match, that's tough. You know, unless you're Manchester City, Liverpool, you know, Real Madrid or Barcelona, if you play a cupcake in your league. Honestly, Timo Werner, now that Postecoglou's in charge of Tottenham, he's got a decent chance. Their schedule's kind of favorable, so maybe they can do it. But yeah, a lot of these heroes are probably just going to be getting one upgrade, I would imagine. So yeah, really love that shout. But yeah, Fridolina Rolfo, best left back in the game. She goes into the Swedish squad. She goes into the main squad. Got amazing links to this Lewandowski card. I've got Ona Batje in my squad. She's getting done as fast as humanly possible after content drop. I was hoping she would be kind of the Friday premium player SBC like they like to release every Friday, but yeah they made us wait a day extra, so sad. But I think I'm going to play her as a balanced fullback. She's got the 5-star weak foot. Hopefully they give her different playstyle pluses, two different playstyle pluses. She has the trickster plus, so whipped pass and incisive pass, or ooh, one of those, and then maybe like jockey or something like that. So that would be my wish list.
Yeah, I need that Rolfo too, man. Yeah, she's so good. Her gold card was amazing. And I was thinking then I could link her to, I'm using Pina like you, Shogi. I love that Claudia Pina card. She's amazing. So I was thinking we could get those two in and, you know, have fun. And then, yeah, I mean, Barca's links this year are amazing. So their women's links are amazing. So this one was another one that we've been waiting for a long time. They've got a few special cards. The Barca women's team. This is one that I've wanted for a long time too. So really cool to see her there. I think she holds it. I think this is true that she is the only Hullet Gang female card as far as gold cards are concerned. So there you are.
Yeah, deserved. And she got surgery on her meniscus after the World Cup. So she has actually not played a game this year, to my knowledge, to Barcelona. But it sounds like she's going to be on the comeback soon. So hopefully she'll be back in time to get the upgrades, maybe get an appearance or two at least, or start a game, and then Barcelona has to keep, I forgot, is it one or two clean sheets, but hopefully she can maybe get into the squad to do that. So yeah, really excited because I still do use her gold card in my Swedish team. You know, I've used it in qualifiers, I've used it in rivals, I've used it in our Streamers World Cup tournament, and she's still, as a balanced left back, is very, very, very serviceable. That 5-star weak foot is massive. She's very tenacious. She's got that dog in her in game. So I am just jacked up for this card to come out. So really excited for the coming days.
Yeah, hopefully soon, man. I was hoping it was today. I had the fodder ready to go, and I was sad when Ginola came out.
Oh man. And if they pull the rug out from under us on this one, I think it's time to make a trip to Vancouver. So hopefully it just comes out tomorrow and, you know, relieves us of any anxiety.
Or you can just quit the game altogether, John.
Oh yeah.
Honestly, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, and then we'll be back for Team of the Season.
Yeah. Well, I'll probably be back for the next promo team too. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a relief.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I don't know, guys. Anything else we want to talk about, you know, before we get out of here?
No, but we do have a couple questions for when we do have time. There are a few that are piling up, so
let's do one, man.
Okay. Let's start off with this one then. This one is from Dan Mian. You know, he's been on here recently. We love Dan. What a guy. Question for the next one. Following on from the discussion on the last pod about EAFC moving towards a model where you buy cards directly rather than a loot box / pack, what do you think will happen to SBCs in a world with no / minimal packs? So, let me hand this over to you, John, first. What do you think? So I'll repeat the question. Following on from the discussion on the last pod about EAFC moving towards a model where you buy cards directly rather than a loot box / pack, what do you think will happen to SBCs in a world with no packs?
Yeah, that's tough. I would assume there would still be packs, just you wouldn't have the ability to purchase them with your own money. Am I thinking that probably would be the case? So I would assume there would still be packs in there. Right, yeah. So I guess we would probably move to a more untradeable model instead of having a market. So I would assume the SBCs would still be there, but I would just hope that if they still do release SBCs, that fodder is a little bit more attainable. Maybe they release these daily bronze, silver, gold upgrades where you can do them 10 times a day or something like that. It would take a lot of rework, I think, in terms of grinding. But I would imagine it still stays the same. But yeah, it would be very concerning. What do you think, Martin?
I honestly don't know, man. I think EA are always going to do whatever brings them more revenue. I think that's what they do, and that's what they like to present to their shareholders. So I honestly don't know, man. I think the way that the game has evolved is pointing towards having these store packs in the game, and unless there's government regulation about that, then I don't see that ever changing. You know, I think buying packs and opening packs and opening packs that you earn in game probably has like a psychological effect on us that just keeps us on the hook, you know?
Yeah, so for me, man, I don't really know what happens in that world. I think that is going to be eventually a reality. It's just a matter of how long that does take to happen, right? Because until something terrible happens, EA aren't going to, you know, no one's going to change anything because there won't be attention on it. And then government agencies won't really care to direct any sort of energy towards it until some sort of terrible incident happens, right? So that might be a ways away, right? So until that day comes, I don't see EA changing things, but when that day does come, because it probably will come, right? This is gambling, let's be real. I think that we won't see the store packs. We will see you can buy R9 in the store for $10,000 or whatever he costs in there. But I do think that we'll still have packs in the game, right? I think that we do. But let's say for argument's sake, for the sake of this question, that we don't have packs anymore, that somehow we acquire funds in other ways. I don't know how they would do this, but I definitely think that, okay, let's say even if there are packs and they are purely just untradeable type packs that we earn through the game and they're not in the store, I bet you that they will have the option of, hey, this is the Van Nistelrooy Winter Wildcards SBC. You can get Van Nistelrooy Winter Wildcards, the goalkeeper. You can either put 50K of fodder into it, or you could spend $5 on it, something like that. I think that's actually probably very likely or possible to happen. And I also kind of think that that's already here in a way. Like, if you look at certain SBCs, a lot of people, and we see it, right? If you guys watch streams and everything, they say, all right, I have this SBC I want to complete. Let's say it's maybe someone harder to complete than Julie. Let's say it's Ginola, right? They say, okay, I have an 89 squad left. I've done the rest of it. One $30 pack buys me this 89 squad, let's just say, right? So I think that in a way, the SBCs kind of are already like that, right? And I think for a lot of people, it becomes easier to just say, well, I'd rather just put $30 in and finish the SBC. I might not even get the $30 worth, or the 89 squad worth of fodder in this pack. This guarantees me getting it done. I also don't have to open the pack, recycle, and do all that stuff. I bet you a lot of people would do that. So I think that will eventually happen. I bet you'll be able to just buy in, just buy the SBC. So I don't know if that's, I actually, in a way, I like that better. Like, if I'm being honest, I would actually rather us move towards like that sort of model, because at least you know what you're getting. And like right now, you don't know what you're getting. It is gambling. You have no idea what you're getting. At least I can say, hey, if I want to spend $30 worth of my money, at least, hey, I know I will get this out of it. And I think that's maybe better. I don't know. What are you thinking, Shogi?
Yeah, I think the most realistic thing is, you know, a hybrid, like we're saying. Where it's, you have the option of buying things, you know, anyway, something that Madden does right now is there's packs where you can't use coins from the game. You have to use like the points, like basically EA points, which we still haven't gotten that totally on EA FC, right? There's still the option to buy with coins, but it's ridiculous amounts. They've priced it out. But yeah, I could see it like you're saying, Kevin, where an SBC is like, yeah, if you want to spend this many points, you get this player. You don't have to go and buy all these players and put them into the SBC. You can just have them for however many FIFA points, right? I think that's like I said, I think that's the most realistic thing. I hope that they don't ever take away the packs. just because then it's, I think they have to have a version where it is, you know, free in the sense of you pay for the game, but there's an option to do an RTG, right? I think they'll always have that, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, I feel like right now they're doing everything they can to kill off the RTG, so hopefully, hopefully, yeah, this is our future and our reality where RTGs are still valuable. Actually, I think one thing that EA really just needs to do already, And like, I don't know why they haven't done it already, is just make the game free. I think that would go a long way in the community too. Like, as far as extending, you know, goodwill, good feelings throughout the community. Because so many people that play this game are putting a buttload of money on. Like, you look at PES, eFootball, and the game is free. Because if you look at the way that eFootball is set up, you can basically just put on, like, $50 and then just have a crazy, like, super mega team, right? So they say, hey, like, a lot of people probably do this. We make our money that way. EA, well, it's different, actually, in EAFC. You put on $50 and you just get disappointment and sadness. So, which is also a thing, right? But either way, people are putting in this kind of money, and actually they're putting a lot more than just $50. A lot of people are, right? So I'm surprised we haven't just moved to the game being free. And then, I don't know, I feel like it creates goodwill in the community. And also, you can sort of excuse a lot of their... It makes them look less bad in a way, I guess, because then we kind of excuse a lot of it. They're like, oh, well, they're so money grabby because the game is free, right? Right now, we're all upset because we spent $100 on the Ultimate Edition or whatever, right? And they're still acting like this, so... hopefully the game becomes free too in this world.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine, it has to be soon because, I mean, we all know EA, you know, to quote our great friend Shaq, are the masters of psychological manipulation. And so imagine the game is free now. Now I'm thinking, well, maybe I can spend some money on FIFA points when maybe I'm like Shogi and I've done an RTG. So I think we see that potentially in the future, and especially with how crazy the microtransactions have gotten, how much money they're making. You know, I think they're making their money. Why not? You know, if the game is free, they don't even have to wait for the Christmas noobs anymore or anything like that to finally get the game. You know, their engagement's going to be crazy, you know, right off the get-go. So, I mean, I think it makes a lot of sense for them. I don't know how much money they make from actual like sales of the game, how much that would hurt them, but I would imagine they're making so much more. I mean, specifically this year, you just see it in weekend league squads you play this year. Like, there's no way all these people have this team without, you know, unless they're like insane BPM grinders, which I don't think they are. They've probably spent quite a bit of money on the game. So I think it makes a lot of sense to go that way towards the future.
Yeah, and actually, just on that real quick, even if they're insane grinders, I'm a League SBC grinder. I had a ton of those packs for Team of the Year. They were pointless. So, like, I feel like you'd have to grind so crazy now. Like, EA did everything to kill the RTG in this sense. It's actually nuts. But also, you know, not to give them free ideas to take more money, but imagine, like, an SBC like Smilaric comes, and you could either put in, like, 300k worth of fodder, like, they make him decent, or $5. I bet you a lot of people are just going, let's pop in $5, and now we have them, right? So,
oh, yeah.
So that would be, especially for fun players, right? You're like, it's just $5, and he's fun. I'll play him with the week for a weekend, have a good time, right? So I'm surprised they haven't actually done something like this in a way. So, I guess they are getting that because people say, I'll put on $15, get a store pack, and then go do the SBC. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think part of that is the, let's say, financial experts, right? Is if you have it where, I mean, now it's what, $70, right, for next gen, and really 100 with Ultimate Edition, all that, is it's like we're guaranteed this money right off the bat. So I think that might be, you know, it's like, well, with what we're talking about, free part is, you know, we're saying that people are going to spend money on the game. But they're like, well, it's you're taking into account, like, you know, it's if they spend money. And anyway, I just feel like they're like, well, you're guaranteed this money right off the bat. And you also have people spending this much every year on points. But yeah. I think another part of that is for, like, me, you know, I bought Ultimate Edition. If I go off the game, it's like, I paid $100 for this game. I need to play Ultimate Team, right? I can't just play Pro Clubs. I didn't spend $100 to play Pro Clubs.
Right.
So I feel like that gets you back on to Ultimate Team is I spent money on it, so I need to keep playing it.
That's actually a good point. I mean, again, like you said, EA are the masters of psychological manipulation. I'm sure they have their best psychologist on this, figuring out how to get us on the game, right?
Yeah, someone a lot smarter than myself would have to figure out that equation as to, you know, how much is somebody willing to spend, you know, if they got the game for free versus if they paid, you know, $60, $70, $100 for the copy of the game. So, yeah.
Yeah.
interesting theories.
Maybe the sweet spot is $20. A $20 game. I don't know.
Yeah. I bet you what they do is they take Pez's numbers and they look at that. Because Pez, I mean, the menu's not as good. There's not as many people on the game. And so, like, well, we wouldn't make enough money. But, yeah, you would because you actually have a good game.
Right. Exactly.
No hate to eFootball. I'm sorry. Sorry, Kevin.
Dude, I mean, if it was that great, we'd be doing the eFootball podcast, wouldn't we? So, nothing yeah. but an eFootball thing. So, I mean, it's fun, like, but also it's fun because I'm someone that likes FIFA and I want a break from FIFA while not having a break from FIFA, if that makes sense. So that kind of makes it fun too. Yeah.
Yeah. I know there's movements out there that people want you to join where they say the game's not good, but I mean, I challenge you to play, you know, Madden, 2K, NHL, MLB The Show has really good gameplay, but I mean, again, it's like you throw a ball, you hit a ball, you catch a ball. There's not as many mechanics in the game, you know, whereas in Madden or in 2K, you know, there is quite a bit of player of movement and animations involved. And I mean, as much as I don't like EA's store pack practices this year, the product that they've given us year in and year out is by far the most superior sports game that's out there, in my opinion. So I don't know if you guys agree with that, but that's
not even close.
Yeah. I don't know. Shogi, do you play any other sports games?
Yeah, so I've played, I mean, Madden is kind of, I like Madden a lot, but it's another EA game where, anyway, I don't really use the Ultimate Team on it, right? And so it's like, it's not worth it to me.
Right.
But MLB The Show, I played that. I like that game a lot as well. They're probably the second best Ultimate Team. I think FIFA, whatever, EA Sports FC is the best. Just because you have the menu grind and also the gameplay. And so, as far as if you go into any community, though, of any sports game, there's people that think it's the worst game ever. It doesn't matter right. what game it is. So there's people in MLB The Show, they're like, this game is so bad, there's so many issues. And it's like, you know, have you played EAFC? But anyway, it's every game has their own difference, you know, issues and things. But I like the thing that I will always say is I think the menus in this game in EAFC are the best. I think the menu, the graphics and everything, the display, I think the interface is the best of any other sports game.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I know how to keep us in the menus. Yeah. I want to hang out in the menus, to be honest. I know other people feel that way too.
Yeah.
I mean,
as long as it doesn't crash.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, you can hang out in there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, no, that's a great point too. The interface of the menus, especially with the left trigger this year where you can navigate so quickly through the menus. And then once you are in like the specific like objectives, the SBC sections, they're so simplified compared to, you know, what I've dabbled in, you know, even MLB The Show and Madden's Ultimate Team, and I have no fucking clue what to do in those. And I feel like I'm, you know, like an Ultimate Team aficionado or someone that would, you know how to navigate those things. But yeah, maybe it's just because I haven't spent enough time in it. Maybe it would make more sense if I did. But yeah, I agree that the interface of the menus is just so, especially this year, just simplified and easy to navigate.
Yeah. I mean, well, so Shogi, you mentioned like is MLB The Show's one called Diamond Dynasty? So I'm pretty sure that I'm pretty sure in there they have like four seasons throughout the year, don't they? They have different seasons and basically your team resets and the power curve sort of resets after each of them, right?
Just started this last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I actually didn't get 23. So I didn't play that version of it. I only played before. But on the other part of other video games, I feel like FIFA is the best game. It's the one game I'm good at online. So like Diamond Dynasty, the thing I like a lot about it is you could grind offline stuff, for the Ultimate Team. So, you know, like we only have really squad battles, but on there, you have all these moments. I mean, they have moments now on EAFC, but You have a lot of stuff you can do. Playing against the computer isn't that bad because they do a shortened game. And anyway, yeah. I think that's something that they need.
Like, it's just like get a home run, right? And things like that, which is like cool, right?
Yeah, and it's a lot of like historical moments, right? So it's like, you know, players from the 90s, right? So Jeff Bagwell is a guy. Shout out to Jeff Bagwell. It was like hit a home run with him, and you have Jeff Bagwell to hit a home run with. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Shout out Jeff Bagwell. Didn't he have the batting stance where it looked like he was like taking a shit because he was so far bent over?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, shout out Jeff Bagwell.
Yeah. That's what EA should have done with moments actually in FIFA. Like here we go. This is like, and they don't even have, because they don't need necessarily have the licensing, right? But they could say, you got to score 2 goals with R9 against Germany, right? And you have like a half to do it, and that would be the 2002 World Cup final. They don't have to call it that. Let's be like World Final objective: score 2 goals with R9 against Germany, and then you actually get rewards that don't fucking suck. So that would be pretty nice.
Did you guys ever play? There was a 2006 World Cup game. It wasn't, I think it was EA, but it wasn't FIFA. But anyway, it was EA's version of the World Cup, and so you could qualify for it, and then you could play in the World Cup with whatever team. And that game had moments like that. It was all World Cup moments or qualifying moments. So
Road to the World Cup? Was that the name of the game?
I think it was that it had what's his name? Reyna on the cover. Claudio Reyna.
I think that was the actual World Cup game. I remember that. Maybe it had Omar Bravo or something on it too, maybe.
Yeah, or what's the guy? It starts with another B, but from Mexico. But yeah, it wasn't like FIFA though, right? As far as I think it was the World Cup game, but it wasn't like FIFA 07.
Yeah, yeah. It was the World Cup 2006 game. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I love that game. That was like my favorite game, like in the 2000s.
I remember those moments they had in there too. That's the one that I've been talking about before with John. I was like, oh, I would. They didn't have Ribery in the game, and he was like one of France's like emerging players at that World Cup. So I just took out Ludovic Juli, who has the SBC now, and we renamed him to Ribery, and they kind of play the same position, and they're both small and fast. So.
And so, yeah. Messi was in that game too, but as a very low rated. Messi.
Ooh. Rookie Messi. Rookie card Messi.
Now, I had a question. I did have a question I wanted to pose to you guys as experts that you are of Ultimate Team. I packed Garincha, I think he's 92 rated, like a week ago, and I'm trying to figure out where to play him because I don't know. I don't know what to do. He's not doing too hot for me. I've tried him out at like strikers, kind of, you know, he's weak. But like, do I use him at cam? Do I use him as a winger?
The base one?
A wing. Yeah.
Wing?
I'd use him on the wing.
Yeah. I think he's got to be a winger.
I love him as a cam because his left stick dribbling is out of this world and he can kind of navigate in tight spaces. But yeah, camera wing for me.
Yeah. I packed him this year, but it was during team of the year and like I got some dupes and I got desperate and I needed a high rated. So. Yeah, he went in before I ever got to test him, which I didn't realize he was like a million coins when I sent him into an SBC. Maybe I would have held him, but yeah, anyways, sorry for sending the goat into an SBC.
The goat.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Yeah, enough talking about, you know, bestiality and Jeff Bagwell. So Shogi, man, it's been a long time coming. I appreciate you joining us today. I just got to listen to the latest episode of First Row Sports, so thank you so much for mentioning my devastating loss to Joey in the group stages. But luckily, we did out of the group. Luckily that loss didn't sting even more. So, Shogi, man, thanks for joining us, and plug yourself one more time. And we got to have you back on soon for sure.
Yeah, definitely on Twitch and Twitter /X. It's just Shogi FC. And yeah, and then the First Row with Bill and Joe on Spotify is the podcast. And we've done 5 episodes now. And like John said, we mentioned his name in this last one, gave him a shout out. And but yeah, and you can also probably catch me in these guys' streams and in Joey Donuts' stream as well. I sometimes give him interviews during his Streamer World Cup matches. He has to win both matches now to have a chance to get through, so those interviews might be ending. But anyway, good luck to you guys with the World Cup, man. Kevin, Bridges, good luck, boys. And thank you for having me on the show today.
Absolutely, dude. Kev, where can the people find you at?
You can find me. I'm on X and Twitch. I'm at Kevin K FUT, and I will be on Twitch today playing in the Streamers World Cup using Japan.
Let's go.
Yes, I'm ready. Yeah, I'm pretty much through the next round, so kind of pressure is off. I have 2 games left with a 6-point lead on the next guy who could catch me, but I also have +25 goal difference, so it's gonna be basically as long as I don't get my ass kicked today, we should be okay, right?
25 goal difference.
yeah, that home field advantage makes a.
We won't mention any names who that was accumulated against, but we love the guy. So, Martin, where can the people find you at?
I'm on Discord in the NBAFT Discord server and on X, of course, at ChopSweetFC. So come and say hi. How about you, John?
Yeah, you can find me at FC_Bridges on Twitter, on Discord, and now on Twitch once again, now that we are doing the Streamers World Cup. Yes, shout out Streamers World Cup. You can cheer on myself as Japan. Brando disappointed us all and crashed out of the group stage as Norway. Shame, shame, but we still love you, Brando. And Kevin, of course, is Japan. And our other host, Wasteful Blimp, you can find him playing as... was it the People's Republic of Congo?
Democratic Republic. DR Congo.
The DR Congo, yeah. Of course, with everybody's favorite cult hero, Silas. So he plays Joey. If you're listening to this, you can catch him in time. He plays Joey Donuts, Shogi's co-host, Sunday night, I think, time TBD. So follow those guys on Twitter, Wasteful Blimp and Joey Donuts. So. Looking forward to that one too, because that outcome is I'm luckily out of the group stage now, but I will be either a 1 seed or a 2 seed out of the group depending on how that goes. So really excited and having a lot of fun with that, and I'd encourage you all to engage with that. So follow us on our socials and you can see what all is going on in that Streamers World Cup too. You can find our podcast page at Your Foot Podcast on X. And in our bio, there's a link tree. There's a Discord invite in there to the best FC24 Discord in the world, the NBAFT Discord. If your podcast platform allows it, rate us 5 stars. That would be great. If you rate us anything less than that, you're dead to us. Just remember that always. Yeah. But when this silly game gets you down and frustrated, join the NBAFT movement. Join the best Discord in the world, vibe out, play the game how you want to play it, and all that good stuff. I know that Ginola's SBC is out there right now, and it looks like you have to do it because he's under his market value, and he looks good value, and you feel like you need to have him in your team, but you don't. Go and do Lewandowski, Levin Disney, do him instead, and just try and have fun with the game. So. Try and have the fun with the game in different ways. You just can't go wrong, man. At the end of the day, if you don't want to do that, you can tell me to fuck off because it ain't nothing but a foot thing, baby. Take care.
Peace out.